महिम दार्थ कुर्वन हैविंग मेड राम लॉर्ड परशुराम शास्त्र सॉरी शस्त्र ऑफ वेपन्स ब्रीतम ऑफ द होल्डर्स वर द ग्रेटेस्ट नृपाणम ऑफ किंग्स रुधिर ऑफ द ब्लड ओघेन विथ द फ्लड्स यत्र वेर चक्रे ही मेड महा ग्रेट रदन लेक्स इजे वर्शिप्ड च एंड भगवान द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड राम परशुराम यत्र वेर अस्पृष्ट अनटच्ड अपि इवन धो कर्मणा बाय मटेरियल वर्क एंड इट्स रिएक्शंस लोकम द वर्ल्ड इन जनरल संग्रहनम संग्रहयन इंस्ट्रक्टिंग ईश द लॉर्ड यथा एज इफ अन्य अनदर पर्सन अघ सिंस अपनुतये इन ऑर्डर टू डिस्पेल There are two more verses together. I'll just read translation and purport. Translation. After ridding the earth of kings, Lord Parshuram, the foremost of warriors, created huge lakes from the king's blood at Samanta Panchaka. Although he is never tainted by karmic reactions, Lord Parshuram performed sacrifices there to instruct people in general. Thus he acted like an ordinary person, trying to free himself of sins. From all parts of Bharatvarsha, a great number of people now came to that Samanta Panchaka on pilgrimage. O descendant of Bharata, among those arriving at the holy places were many Vrishnis, such as Gada, Pradyumna, Samba, hoping to be relieved of their sins, Akrura, Vasudev, Ahuka, and other kings also went there. Aniruddha remained in Dwarka with Suchandra, Suka, and Sharana to guard the city, together with Kritavarma, the commander of their armed forces. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, Sri Krishna's grandson Aniruddha remained in Dwarka to protect the city because he is originally Lord Vishnu's manifestation as the guardian of the spiritual planet Shvetadvip. ओमक्यान्तिमिरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथांवितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपदान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपासिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्रीकृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। यू सीक एवरीवन्स ब्लेसिंग सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग मीनिंगफुल। हियर वी फाइंड दैट द्वारकावासीस हेडेड बाय श्री कृष्णा they have came to Kurukshetra, and in the text of Srimad Bhagavatam it is mentioned that they all came for atonement in the holy place of Kurukshetra. Kurukshetra is a very significant place. One of the reason why Kurukshetra is holy because Parshuramji, he killed 21 times Kshatriyas. The reason is that he wanted to establish Dharma because Kshatriyas were disobedient to the Brahmanas. So due to that reason, Parshuramji, he came to this Tirtha and he is Supreme Lord, expansion of Vishnu Tattva. So he doesn't have to atone for what he has done. He has done for the right cause. But nonetheless, the heart of the Lord or heart of the devotee is that they feel that I made some mistake, and due to that reason, I need some atonement. So Parshuram ji came at this particular place and he did tapasya at Kurukshetra, that is holy place, because Parshuram ji did tapasya. As we know, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita on the land of Kurukshetra. You can imagine how holy land of Kurukshetra is there, where Krishna wanted to give his mercy from Kurukshetra. The main part of Mahabharata war is Bhagavad Gita, which was spoken on Kurukshetra. Also at this particular place, Krishna has come along with Dwarkavasis to visit Kurukshetra. And practically all the Dwarkavasis, they all came to this land of Kurukshetra. Krishna, his wives, elderly members, younger members, everyone came to the land of Kurukshetra. And also at this particular place, the very important incident happened is that Brajavasis, after the long separation from Krishna, they were just in separation of Krishna since so long time, all the Brajavasis, they all came to the land of Kurukshetra, and the meeting with Krishna and Balram and Dwarkavasis, the esoteric meeting of Brajavasis with Krishna, happened at this particular place as Kurukshetra. So Kurukshetra is very significant place, and the occasion is solar eclipse. And eclipse is considered as inauspicious. But you find that in spite of inauspiciousness, if Krishna is present, then it is most auspicious thing. Here solar eclipse is there, which is inauspicious, but we are happily discussing on the incidence of solar eclipse. Why? Because Krishna was present, his devotees were present over there. So due to that reason, it becomes the most auspicious incident. We find in Lord Chaitanya's pastime also, Lord Chaitanya chose to descend during the time of eclipse, which is inauspicious. But Lord Gauranga accepted this, came during that time, advented during that time. The reason is that during that time, all the Navadvip Vasis were taking dip in Ganges and chanting the Krishna's name, Govinda Pundarikaksha. And that's the most auspicious thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show to the world that wherever chanting of the holy name takes place, that is the most auspicious thing. In this world also, we find that so many inauspiciousness are around us. But wherever chanting of the holy names takes place, that is so auspicious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also advented during a so-called inauspicious time, but it was the most auspicious time because everyone in Navadvip, Hindu, Muslim, everyone was chanting Krishna's name during that time. Land of Kurukshetra, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. And the same place, Brajavasis are meeting Sri Krishna, their beloved object of love. And the highest emotions are exhibited in the land of Kurukshetra. Brajavasis Brajavasis meeting Krishna is the topmost emotions. And at this incidence only, at this point only, the concept of Rath Yatra has started, where Brajavasis, especially the gopis of Vrindavan, wanted to keep Krishna in their heart and take back Krishna back to Vrindavan. And at this place, the concept of Rath Yatra started at Kurukshetra. And actually, Rath Yatra is an incidence where his highest emotions is exhibited by Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath and Srimati Radharani in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani is displaying the topmost emotions of the spiritual world in Jagannath Puri. So Jagannath Rath Yatra is the topmost emotions between Krishna, shared between Krishna also, because he is going to Vrindavan, seeing the love of Brajavasis and going towards Vrindavan. He is so happy. And also it is an ecstatic moment for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where he is taking Krishna back to Vrindavan. And the same starting point was Kurukshetra. And Krishna wanted to show that actually there is no difference between Bhagavad Gita and the topmost pastime of the spiritual world. That is, the highest emotion displays between gopis of Vrindavan and Sri Krishna. So Krishna is teaching to that point. Parshuramji has come to Kurukshetra for atonement. He is Vishnu Tattva. Vishnu Tattva is never tainted by any sins of this material world, because he is beyond three gunas. And whatever Supreme Lord does is auspicious always for everyone. Whether he embraces someone, whether he kills someone, whatever activity he performs, it is on absolute platform. And due to that reason, it is all good for everyone. And Parshuramji, he did this act for the benefit of the planet Earth, but nonetheless he wanted to instruct to the living entities that undue killing is not good. And just to instruct the living entities, he came to the land of Kurukshetra and he performed tapasya in the mood of atonement. And that is the heart of Lord, that is the heart of devotees also. Devotees also feel some mistake done. They feel like, I am so fallen. I feel I should be atoning for this, my sins. For instance, Kurukshetra war was performed under the instruction of Sri Krishna personally. Krishna personally told Pandavas to fight. And Pandavas, just to please Sri Krishna, they fought. And Yudhishthira Maharaj, at the end of the battle, he was so despondent. Although actually it is a victorious moment, where Krishna wanted Pandavas to rule the planet Earth. They have struggled a lot to defeat the Kauravas. Ultimately they defeat the Kauravas, they have got the kingdom, Krishna is very happy. But in this happy state, Yudhishthira Maharaj is so despondent. He is lamenting in heart. He is feeling that just because we wanted kingdom, at the cost of so many phalanxes of soldiers, it has ruined so many people's life. So many innocent people are affected due to this war. And all these sins actually bear on my head. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was so much repentant that actually, and he is saying in Bhagavatam that I am the most sinful person. And even if I spend millions of years in hellish planet, still I don't think I can complete my quota of my sins. But actually he did on the word of the Lord, and there's a topmost act. Any act performed on the word of the Lord is the topmost act. Krishna is very happy, and if Krishna is happy, then everything is perfect. So Yudhishthir Maharaj had this desire, and ultimately, like under the instructions of Bhishma Dev, he met Bhishma Dev, and Bhishma Dev suggested Yudhishthir to do Ratsuya Yajna. And at that point Yudhishthir Maharaj is somewhat happy, because he can at least atone by doing this yajna for his sins. But in his heart, in this yajna also, he wanted to glorify Krishna by making him the best person. So that is the heart of devotee. The reason is that if someone's heart is very dirty, he doesn't feel that I am at mistake, major mistake. But when someone's heart is purified and just some amount of contamination is there, or very speck of contamination is there, so whatever, even some little mistake done, devotee feels so repentant due to that, because they are very pure in their heart. Parikshit Maharaj, when he put snake on the neck of the sage, he was thirsty, and in that thirst he put a snake around the neck of the sage. But actually that was a direct will of the Lord, where Lord wanted something should happen and Parikshit Maharaj should live and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and due to that reason Srimad Bhagavatam should descend in this world through the medium of Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj, when he put the snake, after that when he was coming back, he was very repenting that why I did that act, but it was actually inspired by the Supreme Lord himself. There is a nature of the devotee that he always feel some small error also, he feels that I should do atonement due to that reason. And the sage also, when he came out of meditation, he found that his son has cursed Parikshit Maharaj. So he was also repentant, because he was also pure in heart. He was thinking, why my son, he is the ruler of the planet Earth, where so many people are taking shelter. He is the greatest devotee, Parikshit Maharaj. And my innocent, or my son who doesn't have any intelligence, has cursed. He was repentant also. So that is the nature of purified person. They feel heavy heart on account of some mistake due to their pure heart. So here in this particular incidence, where Dwarkavasis have assembled at the land of Kurukshetra, they will be taking dip during the solar eclipse. In India today also, there are so many people who have got faith. Especially we find in Kumbh, just recently Ujjain Kumbh, when so many people would be coming. So in India, although so much we find that material, people are materially motivated, still some amount of faith is pervading. That's why so many people come to take bath during such incidences. And here Parshuramji is atoning for his killing, and he wanted to show that such a killing is actually, one should not do undue killing. He did for good. And today's time, Prabhupada writes that killing of animals is considered as recognized art. We find that so many animals have been killed in a very systematic, organized way. So many, there are machines, so many big machines to kill animals, and a very systematic they are done. Killing is done. Can you imagine what amount of sins are involved in this act? For everyone, somebody killing, somebody eating. For everyone, so many amount of sins are involved. And here, devotees are repenting due to unavoidable or unintended sins. But here, intentionally, they are doing massive amount of sins. And they don't have, people in general doesn't have even knowledge of how to be free of these sins. They don't have. Yudhishthir Maharaj or devotees at least perform yajnas. People in general doesn't have any knowledge of how to do yajna and be free of the sins also. So how unfortunate people of this world, especially in Kali Yuga time, where they are so much loaded with so much sins, unlimited sins, what amount of suffering they have to go forth is unimaginable. So Parshuramji here showing that actually one should avoid killing. That is what Parshuramji is showing by his example. Here at this particular juncture, all Dwarkavasis are coming, assembling. Krishna is with them. Actually for them, there is no necessity to come to such place. Even the Dwarkavasis, they were feeling in heart that we may have committed some sins, so we need some atonement. But actually they are always associating with Krishna. They are always associating with Sri Krishna. So there is no question of sin, and there is no need for them to come to the land of Kurukshetra also. But they were feeling some sins which may have committed, and since Sri Krishna is personally coming, so all the Dwarkavasis were gone to the land of Kurukshetra. Very few. Aniruddha, Kritavarma and few others were just staying back. Like we conduct yatra, Krishna has conducted yatra to Kurukshetra, and lakhs or millions of Dwarkavasis were just gone to Kurukshetra. And few were staying back party, like we conduct yatras. So practically everyone goes to the yatra, but few devotees do staying back for necessary services. Similarly, some devotees stayed back for the protection of the land of Dwarka. So all Dwarkavasis have come to Kurukshetra. And in the land of Kurukshetra, this most wonderful pastime has happened, where Krishna is meeting the Brajavasis. Krishna has left Vrindavan Dham, and after long time he has not come back. And Brajavasis are in the spiritual lamentation, which is of course byproduct is ecstasy in the heart, but they are externally lamenting for Krishna, remembering Krishna. It's a big shock in their life that Krishna can leave also. All of us, their love is pure on absolute platform. Actually, by nature, every living entity loves Krishna. That is the nature of the living entity. At all times, living entity cannot stay without the association of the Supreme Lord. But when this same living entity comes to the material world, under the spell of material energy, this living entity forgets Krishna, their eternal friend, their true father, they forgets them. Just by the spell of this material energy is so powerful. so powerful? The reason is that Krishna is always friend of the living entities. Always. He is always wishing for the benefit of living entities. And his mercy cannot be described. For instance, the queens of Dwarka, actually, earlier, before they got married to Krishna, they were kidnapped by a demon named Bhaumasur. All these queens were kept in the custody of Bhaumasur. Bhaumasur was a demon. And Bhaumasur kept these ladies for his captive desire. He kept them for his enjoyment. And all these ladies were suffering over there under the atrocities of Bhaumasur. And all this, Srila Prabhupada writes that they were piteously praying to Krishna, desperately, fervently praying to Sri Krishna, kindly save us, kindly liberate us from this miserable condition. And although one can question that how somebody can say that they can be pure because they are in the custody of Bhaumasur. But since they are very sincerely prayed to Krishna from their heart, just by that prayer they were immediately made pure by their devotion. So devotional service is so powerful. The most impure person can also easily come to the platform of pure platform just by remembering Krishna. So they were intensely praying to Krishna. Krishna, kindly liberate me from this situation. And Krishna, all loving person, reciprocates with the prayers. Material world misery. On death, Jiva is put into the womb. And when Jiva is put into the womb, for 7 months he is in trance in the womb. But when he comes out of the trance, he realizes that what a miserable situation he is there. Embryo in the womb is such a miserable situation. He is in inverted position, twisted back, uncomfortable place in so many ways. For example, suppose if you are going in a lift alone and the lift electricity goes for a couple of hours, then we'll be so uncomfortable. So what to speak of that, where we are in a womb and we are in such an uncomfortable situation for long time. So Jiva many times prays to, sometimes some fortunate Jiva prays to Krishna for liberation, intensely prays to Krishna because it's a suffering situation. Krishna reciprocates with the prayers. Dwarka means these ladies who were kidnapped by Bhaumasur intensely prayed to Krishna, Krishna, please liberate us. And Krishna, as a loving friend, he came, defeated Bhaumasur. He released all these ladies. Generally, some lady who has stayed with, in association with someone for long, in general, very difficult to find a match. Krishna personally married to all these ladies. They were in the state, in the Bhaumasur's custody. Krishna not only liberated, he married also. He made them queens. He gave them so much opulence. And now, on the top of that, all these queens were glorified just because they were the queens of Krishna. And on the top of that, not only Krishna just married them, he behaved with them as a most devoted husband. There is a love of Krishna. from such a miserable situation, Krishna is just elevated to such a high platform, and always reciprocating with their devotion and sincere services. And that's why Jiva, in a pure state, cannot forget Krishna. That's a true, the best friend. Krishna is actually the best friend of the living entities. In the material world also, Krishna is the best friend, best well-wisher. That's why we read in scriptures, the most best friend is Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. That's why devotees want to be pure and actually establish the relationship with the Supreme Lord. And when that relationship is established with the Supreme Lord, then one cannot forget Krishna. In Vrindavan also, Brijvasis have come. In Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras, Madhuryaras, devotees exchange love with Krishna. And in Vrindavan, when Krishna spent years in Vrindavan, so it was such an intimate relationship in the land of Braj. When Supreme Personality of God, the Creator, Maintainer and Destroyer, He acts in the land of Vrindavan as just a common friend, having meal with them, fighting with them, playing with them, swimming with them. Just as a common friend, the exchange of the love is there. There is no amount of godliness. In Vrindavan, nobody takes Krishna as God. Krishna covers them with yoga maya. He appears as just a child of Mother Yashoda, where Yashoda Mai feeds milk to Krishna. She even chastises Krishna by a stick or sometime binding with a rope, bathing Krishna, feeding Krishna, worried about Krishna. So just as a mother is worried of the child, there is a reciprocation of love between Krishna and those who are in Vatsalya Ras, and what to speak of Madhurya Ras, where Krishna is just acting as a lover of the young gopis, and young gopis have given their heart to the Supreme Lord, their loving Krishna. And all these people are, Srila Prabhupada writes that Brajvasis are like very innocent, rural, cowherd community. Very innocent. Like many times city people are very discriminative, thinking, what is his intentions. You go in rural areas and you some small children, you'll find so innocent. Even in today also, if you go to Braj and outskirts of Braj where you find Brajvasi children, you find so innocent. And Krishna's friends and other gopis and other devotees were so innocent. Their heart and soul was only was Krishna. And this innocent rural cowherd community, when Krishna left Vrindavan, they got the shock of their life that such thing can happen also. Life didn't existed in Vrindavan when Krishna left Vrindavan. They are always in thinking at all times of the Supreme Lord Krishna. And they are feeling always separation from Krishna, every living entities. Man, woman, cowherd man, gopis, everyone was thinking just about Supreme Lord Krishna in the land of Vrindavan. And Prabhupada writes, what to speak about the separation of Srimati Radhara and the most beloved cowherd girl is undescribable. Whatever Radhara is ecstasy, some amount of ecstasy we can see from the pastime of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his later pastime, where he exhibited the emotions of Srimati Radhar in the land of Jagannath Puri, we can just understand what amount of emotions we can't conceive. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body is sometimes becoming like a kadamba flower, round. Sometimes his limbs are stretched so long at all limbs. Sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just rubbing his, at Gambhira, he is rubbing his face in with the wall due to the unbearable separation of the Supreme Lord. When he takes darshan of Lord Jagannath, he is standing just far, far behind. But that place is just soaked or in the pool of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's tears. So all this ecstasy cannot be described. It is beyond our conception. And devotees are in different stages. But nonetheless, one principle is there. That when somebody is in a pure state, whether he is in Vaikuntha, whether he is in Vrindavan, in any rasa with the Supreme Lord, they always relish the relationship with the Supreme Lord. And that is a perfection. As a devotee also, we make intentional mistakes also. We make unintentional mistake also. So many. And due to that reason, we should also take seriously the process of yajna or pleasing Krishna. Pleasing Krishna, because we may also tend to commit mistakes to error, like we are sadhakas. In sadhaka also we may be struggling in various ways. And due to that reason, we may make mistake also, and sometimes we may do mistake and we may not realize also that we have made mistake. Sometimes we may offend also someone and still not realizing that we have offended that person. So for us, it is all the more necessary to take to this process nicely, struggle, so that ultimately we can realize the true relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that there is a sum and substance of the, like, to the degree we are sincere, to that degree Krishna reciprocates also with us. Like as I was mentioning about the queens of Dwarka, the queens of Dwarka were sincerely, fervently praying to Krishna, help us. Similarly, when we chant, we should also fervently, like intensely, we should pray. And if our prayers are intense, Krishna fulfills that prayers. Prayers are very powerful. Hare Krishna. I would like to comment.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. When newcomers come to Krishna consciousness, they hear about meditation and yoga and peace of mind and happiness. And then they hear about the intense agony and pain and difficulty that will arise when the living entity enters into the relationship with Krishna. So sometimes they become frightened and they shun away from that because they know Krishna may take everything away, Krishna may leave them, Krishna may give them intense anxiety. So then either they go back to try to enjoy material world, or they go to some impersonal type of practice where they can just get some shanti. So how can we bring people over this hurdle of having fear and having anxiety for entering into a relationship with Krishna? Because when you hear these stories for new people, it's quite frightening when they hear about what's going on in Vrindavan after Krishna left, and even while he was there, the things Krishna puts his devotees through may be a little frightening, even to us sometimes. So we prefer to stay a little bit in Shantaras and not get too close to the fire. So what's your realization on that?
Naveen Niratpur is a great person. He has distributed so many books out of humility. Is asking a question. You said about Krishna living Vrindavan, but actually he doesn't, in essence, we also hear that Krishna doesn't take one step out of Vrindavan. So he never left Vrindavan. He never left the heart of the Brajavasis. He was reciprocating with each Brajavasi in their personal relationships. So there is no question that Krishna left Vrindavan. And what Brajavasis are relishing, that is the highest emotions which Gaudiya Vaishnavas aspire. It's a, rather than agony, it's a gift. The topmost gift which we always struggle, want, pray. As far as material, we hear this shloka many times that Krishna, when loves someone, he takes away everything and make their devotees helpless. But that happens in a very rare situation, not with everyone. You find so many devotees are flourishing, materially also. It's not that Krishna does that with each devotee. Okay, now you come to me, I'll take everything, make you frustrated. It doesn't happen that. When only Krishna is want to exhibit a special mercy, then only he does that. For some time. And after that, he again rewards. For example, Prabhupada. He did it with Prabhupada. But then he gave to Prabhupada what he could not have gained materially also. He gave so much opulence. So many temples, so much money, so many followers. It's an opulence. So Krishna took it, but gave it back in much multiplied. Narad Muni, he took it as a small child. So for some time he was frustrated, but in return what he gave, he made him a Narad Muni. The sages of the Devas, liberator, he can travel anywhere in the universe. He can go to the spiritual world also. So when we hear this verse that Krishna takes away everything and make them miserable, that's not correct. You find so many people materially in ISKCON also they are flourishing. Materially also you see, you observe devotees like, so many people are flourishing. I don't want to mention the names, but I have seen in ISKCON also, so many people are materially flourishing too. So that is happens only when Krishna, and for some time only. I hope, thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Jai, Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai.